Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
Hello, this is Sage Adderley from Sage's Blog Tours, calling in from gloomy yet strangely beautiful Olympia, Washington. And I am so excited that today my special guest is Joe Canzano. How are you, Joe?
Good. I'm pretty good. I mean, I was kind of tired, but I think now this will wake me up for sure.
Yes, yes, because I'm ready to chit-chat about sex hell. I want to say that I really loved Magno Girl, and I was super pleased with it, but I think you just stepped up your game. I was that person. And I think you really stepped up your game, though, with Sex Hell. It just was so, I mean, the funny just, how'd you make your funny so much funnier?
I don't know. I guess it's just maybe, well, you know what? I'll tell you what. There is difference between, I think Magno Girl was the style of the writing. A little more in the middle of the book than, whereas this book, I just concentrated straight on story and being funny. I wasn't so much trying to be, I don't know what I'm talking about. I guess it's just funny.
I don't know what I'm talking about. No, I just really felt it. I don't know if it's a difference. I don't know. I loved the dialogue, and I thought it was ridiculous in the positive way, and it was funny, and it seemed realistic. Tell listeners what Sex Hell is about before I start gushing on. Go ahead and tell them.
This book is more grounded than Magno Girl. That's what I would say. It's not that it's more, you know, I mean, there are people who said to me, like, you know, I'll see comments, oh, this story is far-fetched. It's kind of like, no kidding. Did you read the description? Obviously, something that can happen. But it is a little more grounded, whereas Magno Girl was a little more supposed to be like a cartoon almost.
Right.
You know,
right.
It was more like a written cartoon in a way where you had, I think Magno Girl was more surreal. I think this book, the humor is, it's, you know, it's a little less outrageous in some ways.
Totally. And how do you feel like, what are the reviews coming in like? I've scrolled through Goodreads and I've read a few. What's your thoughts as the reviews start rolling in from a new release? What are you thinking?
My first thing is I don't go to Goodreads. There are all the people on there who annoy the hell out of me. So I try to avoid that website for a while. Just let people write whatever because, you know, they seem to be, I don't know, you said you looked at, are they good?
I did read quite a few good reviews, and I think the people who seemed a little, like, perplexed about the story, I don't know, I almost think, like, did you read the book synopsis before you decided to read the book? I feel like they're maybe imagining it's going to be one way, but I think you're pretty clear in your synopsis. I don't think there's any mistaken if you read it. So it just makes me wonder, like, or maybe they're just cranky people who like to leave, you know, cranky reviews. I think those people do exist. So,
well, I think it's like you were saying before, when you write humor, everyone's got a different sense of humor. So that's
right.
One of the problems with humor is not everybody thinks the same thing's funny. And I do laugh at reviews that say stuff like, well, I thought this book was going to be kind of mystery, but it really wasn't that kind. It's kind of like when someone goes in a store, I thought I was going to be able to hit the tennis ball with this baseball bat.
Well, right, and I sort of feel like, did you look at the genre? It says fantasy. So when it's like, that's kind of ridiculous, that wouldn't happen, it's like, have you read fantasy before? So, but I think the people who are actual good, solid readers and take on the book because the synopsis sounds interesting, captivating, then they're all, you know, yay, this was great. But, you know, I think as being a writer, you have to have that thick skin because, you know, people's opinions, they're far and wide.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's why generally I once read that Tom Robbins said that he never read any of his reviews. And I said, that can't be true. Yeah, you have to kind of. But, you know, I kind of understand that in a way, because I really go long periods of time without even looking at any reviews. I just don't. I find it distracting. And he also said he wishes he had read them because he might have learned a few things. But, you know, I kind of get that. I mean, it's sort of like you have to do what you do and put it out there, and then that's it. It's out of your control. If people like it, good. If they don't like it, you know, well, that's just how it goes. You have to kind of have that attitude. So.
Right. I agree. And I think that what's great about your writer's voice is that you can tell you write the way you want to write. You're not writing, which I'm acting like I'm psychic and I know what's in your mind, but I'm just guessing that you're writing the way you want to write and you're writing the story you want to tell. And I don't think you're like, what would the readers want to hear from me? You know what I mean? Like, I think some people write that way. And
no,
I think that's what makes your book different.
Well, I think that's one of the great things, Sage, about creating your own publishing company.
You
can
do
what you
want
to do. It's like if people like it, fine. They don't like it, whatever. I don't have somebody call me up and say, I think if you maybe changed it person a little bit more, we can sell 6 more copies.
Well, and I think that makes people uncomfortable when you do what you want and you do things how you want and you write the way you want. I do think sometimes that makes people uncomfortable when they are thinking, well, things have to be done a specific way and certain genres have to be written a certain way. And I am so anti-writing rules. I just don't like them.
Well, yeah, I think that, I mean, somebody once said about music, I think it was Frank Zappa, he said, if it sounds good, it is good. That's the only rule. So I think the same
right.
thing goes for writing. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But you can have guidelines. I think it's good for people to do their homework and actually study something about fiction and understand basic ideas of stories. But then when you go to put it all together, you have to just do what you, you know, what feels right.
Well, and I think it just, you know, it depends on the author, too, and their creativity level, because I've walked into some books and I'm like, what is happening? And then at the end, I was like, holy crap, that was amazing. And I just think that there's just certain people who can just pull it off. They pull the weird off, and it's amazing. So tell me, who is your personal favorite character from Sex Hell?
I would say
who did you enjoy the most? Debbie?
I like Debbie the best, even though I've noticed some people. I've noticed about 50-50. You know, I gave this book to someone to read. And he said, I don't know about that main character. She's a little too crazy. I was like, I don't know. Is it just that everybody I know is crazy, or is it just that it doesn't seem that crazy to me? But to me, I like Debbie. I think she's a great girl. She's my kind of bitch.
Well, tell me this, because I really dug Cynthia. Cynthia.
Yeah, I like
so
her.
So tell me this.
She's great.
How did you get nail that dialogue between them?
I don't know. I just I like writing dialogue, so maybe it just, you know, I just found that I wanted to make the action in the book less ridiculous than Magnum Girl, which was deliberately ridiculous, but I wanted to make more the humor on the dialogue. You know, it just seemed to come naturally just to the conversation they had. I think what you need to do is sort of, you have to know, this is my opinion, you have to know your character if you're going to write their dialogue. You have to, like, really know what this person would be like if they were a real person. And then it gets easy.
I agree. I was really like, how does Joe know these are how women talk? How
I'm glad
know?
You brought that up. Because being a guy, okay, I'm writing a book with all this woman stuff going on here, right? I want to say that stuff, the kind of things you're talking about, a lot of that is stuff that, you know, I listen to actual women, people I know, and people talk. It's like, that's how I created that whole thing. It's sort of like, if a girl says, No girl would say that. I'd say, yeah, I know one who did, because a lot of it's based on real people.
No, it's nice, because sometimes the dialogue between friendships can be very, like, I don't know, just it's kind of too safe. That's a good word. And I'm thinking, no, that's not how girls talk to each other. Girls will surprise people.
I tamed it down, actually, compared to some of the girls I know.
Well, it was nice. I was like, yes, yes, these are me and my friends. He nailed it.
Years ago in my life, when I came to realize, holy crap, girls really, they really, they're more specific than guys about a lot of these things. They really talk. No, I mean, honestly, I think what women just talk about everything, man.
Yeah, girls aren't afraid. They're not as fragile as people make them out to be. It was nice, because I was like, girls don't really dance around conversations like that. That's not what we do.
Oh, good. I'm glad that's working for you, because being that you're a real live woman, I like to have that endorsement.
That's right. That's right. So what are you doing now? You've got Sex Hell out into the world. What's happening?
Well, I really typically neglected to promote it much in the first month or two, like I always do. But I'm doing this blog tour with you, Sage. And
yes.
Now I'm going to be doing a bunch of promotional stuff starting. In fact, this weekend, that book is going to be on sale on a whole bunch of these promotional email companies that send it out. So I'm going to see how it does. I liked the title because I thought it would attract attention. We'll see what happens with it. I'm going to just rotate different promotional things with it, and hopefully people will like it and tell their friends they like it, because that's really the way a book gets sold, in my opinion.
That's right. That's very true. It's definitely word of mouth sells everything. I mean, I really believe that. I mean, I try to tell people, you know, because they'll say, well, what's so special about book bloggers? Why do we need to connect with book bloggers? And I'm like, because they are obsessed with books and they love books. And if they love a book, they will tell everybody about that book. So it's the best organic advertisement I think you can possibly do.
I've found that it's tough, you know, it's tough to sell a book because there's so many books out there. But I found that blog tours, you know, actually your blog tour, I found this is pretty good. It's actually the best thing for the money that I found to promote a book, really. And, you know, that's it. You try to get it out there. It's not like a million people are going to buy it, but the idea is somebody buys it, they tell somebody to buy it, they tell somebody to buy it. You just kind of have to, it's like just planting a little fire, and then it has to kind of grow, and that's, if it doesn't, well, hey, you're writing another book, right? So.
You got another chance. No, it's true, and I try to be really honest with people about blog tours, because I think there's a myth, like, you go on a blog tour and you're going to sell all these books, and I'm like, that's just not how it happens, but I think it's a, you know, like, that's not, because I don't want anybody to be misled or disappointed, so I try to, like, be brutally honest and just tell them, like, it's a part of the puzzle, you know, it's a puzzle piece to selling books, but, you know, it's not the answer as far as, like, I think people don't understand how hard it is to promote a book. You know, I think they think writing the book is the hard part, but that's the easy part.
No, yeah, I agree with you. The hardest part is now it's finished. Now what do you do with it?
Right, exactly. And I think that the promotion really kicks everybody's butt, where they're like, whoa, this is hard. Like, what do I don't know what to do. And it is a hard part. And I don't think there's, you know, a lot of people ask me, and it makes me feel great, like I'm some great Buddha that I have the secret, you know, golden key or fruit answer to, but I don't. They'll say, well, how do I become a bestseller? It's work. It's absolute. There's no shortcut. There's no quick way to do it. You have to make it your full-time life. And when you have a full-time job and a life, it's hard to do that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to.
So basically, I just made everybody depressed.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you're not going to be depressed if you – like somebody I know used to say, the secret to happiness is managing your expectations.
Right.
If you manage your expectations and you understand that the average overnight success takes about 10 or 20 years, then you'll be much happier with what you're doing.
Yeah, it just does blow me away how so many people think it's a quick, like, okay, why am I not number one? And I'm like, huh.
Well, you know, people who have the worst expectations a lot of times are probably the ones writing the worst book, too, because you know, I mean, it's like they don't bother to, like, I've been to these writing conferences, and it's amazing how they'll look at the room and say, what kind of book are you writing? Somebody say sci-fi, and say, who's your favorite sci-fi writer? I don't know. I don't really read any sci-fi. So then they'll say, come back tomorrow, do some research tonight. And so they go home, and they're looking up sci-fi writers. It's like, you should probably know what kind of writers. If you don't read any books in your style, how are you going to write a book?
I know. Which brings me to a hot topic, Amazon, and their cuckoo bananas review policy, because they will not allow writers, authors, to leave reviews for other authors.
Is that so?
And is that not ridiculous?
Well, I've done that. I've left reviews for other authors, so I don't know. I don't know how they know. I mean, their little algorithm must not completely work, because then again, I'm not so sure about that, because I don't like to review too many books. I just, in general, you know, if I know somebody, I'll review the book. I don't know. I would never write a bad review on a book. So maybe
I wouldn't either.
Because I just don't. I just feel like even if I read a book, it's not good. If I really hate a book, I'm not even going to leave a review. I mean, that's just the way I am. I know it takes a lot of work to write a book, even a bad book, and I'm not going to, I just don't leave. I would never leave a bad review of a book. But anyway.
I agree with you. I wouldn't either. I've never left I think 3 is the lowest I've ever, you know, publicly rated a book. And I don't know. That's just my... I don't have the heart to do it. I don't. I feel like I didn't enjoy it. Okay, I didn't enjoy it. I don't have to, like, tell everybody why I didn't enjoy it and rip it one, because I just don't, I don't know. Maybe it's writing a book and you just stop and think, like, gosh, would I want somebody to do that to my book?
Yeah, well, I've had authors who, you know, will leave bad reviews. I've seen authors leave lots of bad reviews, and I'm like, but whatever. But anyway, this book was fun to write. And,
I wanted to ask one question.
Okay.
I think it takes a lot of guts to put a book out there called Sex Hell. Because people are so sensitive that, I just sit there and think, like, wow, he is so gutsy. Like, not only does he just write the way he wants, but he slaps sex hell on it and then throws it into the world. And have you gotten any feedback about the title?
Well, I tend to underestimate people's sensitivity a lot of things. Okay, so, there are people who, they're nice enough people, but they're kind of like, there's been a little more guarded reaction because of that title. I've noticed, like, people, you know, so maybe, but hey, I don't know. The whole reason I wrote the book was because the title occurred to me, and I said, oh, that's a cool title. I got to write that book.
Yes, the title came first. That's great. No, I mean, I think, of course, the title is completely fitting to the story, but I just know how humans are, and so I thought, gosh, he is just... You got to love Joe, because look at him just writing this book called Sex Hell, and he don't care. Like, that's amazing.
I don't know. There are plenty of people that don't feel like they got to love me, but I do. The basic idea of the book is really, it's about how relationships are complicated. That's really how it is. That's really kind of, if I have an overall theme of the book, and sex is part of that, it fits in there. You know, into the complication of it all. And I just think it's something that I don't know, that's something I've given a lot of thought to, all the complications of the way things can get messed up, or the way, you know, it's just the way stuff happens.
Right. Be careful what you wish for. Things won't always turn out the way you think. I mean, relationships are hard and weird and great. So I think it's nice to have a book that kind of covers all of that. But yeah, I always wonder when someone, you know, kind of, I feel like you're a writer who like kind of tests the boundaries of, you are going to get, you know, the negativity from like, oh, sex hell, that's a little outrageous. I don't know if I want to read that, you know, because people are like that.
Well, I know, but you know what it is. I mean, I happen to like a lot of books kind of like that myself, so that's sort of where it comes from. But I guess that's it's just something you have to expect.
Yeah, that's true. But I think that once somebody reads it, it all comes together. I mean, if you read the synopsis, you know what you're getting in for.
Oh, good. I hope so.
I got
a review the other day from Midwest Book Review. The review just reprinted my synopsis. And the critique at the end was just exactly what I wrote in the back of the book. It doesn't even say like the book.
And they said it was a review?
Yeah. It doesn't really tell me. I mean, something bad in it. But it doesn't tell anybody much. It just rewrote the last two lines of my description in the back of the book. But anyway. But
maybe
I really,
they were still in awe of your story.
Book that was about, you know, relationships. I think it's something that I actually find interesting. I mean, everything I write, really, it's kind of about that. I mean, there's, you know, like the stuff I'm writing now, it's always really about, it's about that basic story of two people trying to work stuff out, or in this case, more than two people, but I just find that to be an interesting thing. It's sort of like, you know, and things tend to get, a lot of times the people who are involved, they do ridiculous things, and it's kind of like they, you know, they don't realize it. Or I mean, it's sort of like, did you ever go to a wedding and everybody seems, you know, the bride and the groom are up there, they're about to get married and they're very happy, and everybody in that room knows it's never going to work in a million years. Everybody who knows this couple is like, this is going to be a total disaster. I give it 6 months tops. But there they are going for it. You know? They can't see what nobody else can see. And inevitably, that's exactly what happens. It's a complete disaster.
Well, and I think one of the other great things about sex hell is because, like I said, relationships can be hard and weird. And so it's nice to have that comic relief of, yes, look how ridiculous some things are. Look how silly. Look how our thoughts could run out of control and create their own nonsense. And I think that that's nice. And that's a break from the whole, you know, fairy tale-ish type of romance that isn't true and doesn't exist. So.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's a pretty good way of putting it. I don't, you know, I mean, there are certain sections in the book. It's kind of like, you know, it's like you just said. Like romance novels, I don't read a lot of them, but I find them to be a little bit too predictable for me. They tend to follow a certain formula. It's sort of like boy meets girl. They're in love, but something is wrong. They can't be in love. They want to be together.
The beefcake will save her.
And they're not together, then something happens, and they are together. Or boy meets girl, they hate each other. Okay?
Right.
But, oh, by the time the book ends, they're going to fall in love. It doesn't really have to be just romance. I mean, it's a common thing you see, common themes in movies and stuff, and I mean, this book has certain things that are common to it, too. It's like there are only so many stories you can do. But.
Right.
I didn't want to write something quite exactly like that, you know.
So what are you working on now?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked me that, because I'm working on a book based on character in Sex Hell, but there's no connection to the Sex Hell story. I'm writing a book called Susie Spitfire Kills Everybody.
Yes.
That's the, you know, Sue, Debbie's imaginary, maybe not imaginary friend. She's writing, that's the book that she's writing in the book. That's the name
that's
of the book.
That's wild.
Sex Hell. So I decided that even though she's only in the book a little bit, I thought she was kind of funny and cool. So I'm writing a sci-fi novel, okay? But it wasn't supposed to be so much of a comedy, but it's still got a lot of, it's got comedy in it because I just can't help myself. But
the comedy is all in the dialogue book.
There's almost no. It's like a darker kind of book. I decided I want to write a book that I can tell somebody. Yes, it's a science fiction book, but you know what? It won't. By the time it's done, I can tell it's not going to be. It's going to be what it is. But that's the book I'm writing, and
awesome.
It's based on that old idea of that character.
That's pretty great. How deep into it are you?
Pretty far, actually. I've got
60,000
words, and it'll be about 80-something when it's done, maybe 85 to 90. So it's like an action book. It's got a lot of action in it. But I say sci-fi. It's not like that hard sci-fi, like The Martian or something, where people are going to say, well, you got the boiling temperature of nitrogen wrong on page 36, you know. I don't care about that. I think a lot of science fiction, the fanatics, you know, they get a little too, I mean, the truth is, it's quite possible that all that travel between planets might not even be possible. So don't waste my time telling me that this isn't real sci-fi. But anyway, it's going to be... It won't be hard sci-fi. It's going to be light, fluffy sci-fi.
That's good. That's good. So after you've written your main first draft, do you do like a cool-down period where you let it rest, or do you just keep pushing through?
Well, in the past, I've kind of let it sit a little just because usually I just get distracted with other things and don't look at it for a while. That's the lip. Yeah, I might do that. I mean, I think it's good to do that, but I don't know. This particular book, for some reason, I'm writing very fast, much faster than I usually do. I don't know why that is. I think it's because it's not as funny, and what I discovered is it's a lot easier to write books that aren't as funny. I mean, it takes, you know, you can only be funny for so long in a day. I can only be funny for like a certain number of words per day, and then it's just it doesn't quite work as well. Plus, this book, I was more organized. I actually had a little more of an outline as opposed to my usual crappy outline that I abandoned after about 45 minutes. And I have to try to figure out what to do with it. This book, I wrote a bit better outline, even though I changed it 1,000 times. But it enables you to write quicker, I think, and I like that. I like that I'm writing it quicker because that is just a certain kind of flow you get into, a zone.
All right, we are getting the countdown of 60 seconds. What are your final 60-second words, Joe?
You can buy Sexo and all the big websites. And this weekend, check it out. It's going to probably be on sale for a very small 99 cents. But even if you wanted to pay $2.99, that is less than you probably pay for a beer. So, you know, before you start saying that e-books cost too much, think of all the stupid crap you waste $3 on. All right.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Buy the e-book.
Yeah, and here it is. You know, it takes a long time to write a book, right?
Heck yeah.
So, books is not a big deal. You get a book, you can read it over and over and over, and, like, you go to the supermarket and spend $3 on all kinds of junk that's gone in a second.
Yes. All right.
So I guess
she cut us off. She's.
So are we going to be cut off?
No, you finished up your talk. We got you in.
Well,
and now I'm going to share this all over the universe.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
Thank you for taking the time to do it.
Well, thanks for having me on here, Sage. It was really good, and I'm looking forward to being on here again when I do my next book.
I know. I'm really excited about that one. I really love that it's got a connection to sex hell. Even if it's slight, it's got the connection.
Well, you know, we have to see. It is a little different. But anyway, I'm glad you liked it, and thanks for all of your help promoting these things. I think you've done a great job.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I will always be cheering you on because I think that what you're doing is awesome. I like to see people, like, doing what the impossible almost. Not that what you're doing is impossible, but that you're just doing your thing. And I think people don't do their thing, and that's what doesn't make their book stick out.
Well, yeah. Okay.
You know?
Let's see. Well, you're doing your thing too, Sage.
I'm trying. Man, I am trying.
Yeah, you are. You definitely are doing your thing.
Well, I appreciate you, Joe. I hope you have a good night, and I am looking forward to those reviews.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Sage, and you have a good rest of the afternoon out there.
I will. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.